A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Next Sunday, I get to celebrate my 54th birthday. Thank you. I know I don't look a day over 53 right now because I'm still am 53. This is going to be a good birthday for me because last year I had my birthday on Good Friday. I looked at the rules and regulations of the church, minimal food, no treats. Boy, what a way to spend your birthday. I made up for it Easter Sunday, don't worry. But I started thinking as I come upon my 54th birthday, and what movie came to mind was the movie The Bucket List. Remember that movie? It's back in 2007. Starred Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. Jack Nicholson was a billionaire who owned the hospital in which this gentleman, Morgan Freeman, was in, and they were both there because they had cancer. They were diagnosed with cancer. One day, Jack, or his name was Ed in the movie, happens to see a piece of paper on the ground next to Morgan Freeman's bed. He looks at it and it says, bucket list. He starts going through it. He lists a few items. I'm just only going to list a few of them before they pass away or before Morgan Freeman passed away. Now, he's just a simple mechanic. Doesn't have the means to do a lot of things that he put on the bucket list, but it was still there. He wanted to drive a Shelby. He wanted to see the Great Pyramids. He wanted to see something majestic. I like the fact that Jack Nicholson added on skydiving and to get a tattoo. I'm going to pick just one of those. Think which one it is. It's not the tattoo, that's for sure. But just think about bucket lists. If I started writing down my own bucket list, I would have travel to Australia, play Augusta National, which I'm sure would be on Monsignor Rick's bucket list also. Drive a Ferrari. Bucket list items. Because all these items would bring me a lot of happiness, you know, doing all those things. In fact, those things that were done in the movie brought those gentlemen happiness in the midst of the pain that they were finding in their lives. And right before we started Mass, or at the beginning of Mass, I wished everyone a happy Easter. How many people wished another person today happy Easter? It's a very common phrase. Maybe it was Hallmark that came out with that phrase. But does it really sum up what Easter is about? Happiness, as I see it, is more these exterior things of life. playing a nice golf course, traveling to some nice place. It makes me happy. It's an external source that makes me happy. And it's good that we are happy today. But in some ways, we're missing something. I started thinking about what Jesus' bucket list would have been. Walk on water, check. Make water into wine, check. But really, let's look at it. Healing people like the lepers, the people he knew who were outcast from their society. Forgiving people, the woman at the well, and so many others who felt their sins were never forgivable. And in these events, it wasn't just about happiness for them, it was about joy. They felt joy. Jesus brought them joy because it's something that comes from inside. It's that gut feeling. That's where joy is. And that's what we should be feeling this very day of Easter. I know a lot of the cards say joyful Easter, and that's what it should be. In fact, I can remember back when I preached at Christmas time, which in fact was a much warmer day than today. I think I wished everyone a happy Easter on Christmas Day. But the joy that even Christ had, and let's look at that for a second. When does a person feel joy? The birth of a child. And then, of course, they become teenagers. There's no joy left. When do they feel joy? When someone reaches out, helps someone in need for no reason at all, just because they see that person who is in need of something in their life, a support or just a friend. Joy is when a person who loses or is going through a difficult time realizes there's so much support from so many outside sources that even in the most difficult times, others care for them. Others love them. And though it's tragic, whether it's something very difficult in work or a loss of a loved one, there is some joy because they know how many people have been there for them. There's a certain joy, I think, when if you've done something and it takes off and you back away and you see the fruits of it, that you're not actually involved in it again. And God forbid, once one dies, those fruits continue because of what that person had or continues to do through others. Who's it sound like? Sounds a little like Jesus, doesn't it? It really does. All those things, his birth, what he did on this earth, in his death, and even as he comes back on the resurrection, his good works continue. That's why we're here today. So I'm going to ask you to do a little homework. I know some of the kids are off, and maybe some of you haven't done homework for a long while. Go home this afternoon, sometime this week. Think about your bucket list. If it brings you a lot of happiness, good for you. But maybe you need to revise it. What brings you joy? What brings you that joy that just comes from inside of you? Just like the apostles and disciples felt when they knew that Christ had risen. Yeah, they were happy, they were smiling, but there was joy there. And that's what the experience of life should be. In all aspects. So my friends, may you have a joyful Easter.
My dear friends, through the Paschal mystery, you've been buried with Christ in baptism, so that we may walk with him in the newness of life. And now that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew the promises of our holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and his works, and promised to serve God and his holy Catholic Church. So I ask you to respond, I do, to the following questions. Do you renounce Satan and all his empty works, all his empty show? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death, was crucified, rose from the dead, is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting? God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and forgiven us of all our sins. May also keep us faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever.